taking this time directly reflecting on the three refuges. Reflecting on the purity of the mind, the heart, the mirror-like quality of the mind that is willing to reflect the way that it is now. The mind, the heart that's unstained by however it is. So in an immediate way, appreciating awareness, the heart that knows. Even if reactivity arises, notice how this mind that knows can know that too. Noticing how there is nothing that can arise that can't be known. Taking refuge in the heart, mind that knows. So that even if there's this part of the mind that's dismissing this, doubting this, notice that that's being known. Effortlessly, perfectly, is there a way to more fully trust, take refuge in the Buddha, the one who knows? Taking refuge in that Dhamma, the way it is. Appreciating this great teacher of ours the way that it is now. In each moment of our life, there is something to open to, something to realize, something to allow, to let be. No matter how many moments we've failed and reacted or hidden, we have this next moment, this next moment of Dhamma, the way it is. And this great teacher, this refuge of Dhamma, is here to teach us this is how it is now. And the question is, are we going to allow this lesson in? It's just like this. Now, it's not other than this now. Allowing the mind, allowing the heart to come into alignment with Dhamma, the way that it is. Not needing things to be other than how they are. Not holding on, not pushing away. The heart says yes to Dhamma, the way that it is now. Taking refuge in Buddha, knowing Dhamma. The mind part that knows, knowing how it is now. So remember, it's a practice to understand that it's Buddha knowing Dhamma. This nature of awareness, knowing the way it is now. when Buddha knows Dhamma, Sangha arises. We can call Sangha intimacy, integrity, fearless responsivity, Sangha is the true meaning of generosity or dana, giving, receiving freely, in the moment, naturally, fearlessly, allowing the heart to be touched and moved, allowing the heart to respond, allowing everything to move. This is Sangha. Sangha is the expression, the free expression of Buddha knowing Dhamma. Awareness, knowing things as they are. Sangha can manifest as a beautiful interest, the steadiness of interest, it manifests as the wisdom of non-confusion, not taking things personally, and it manifests as that quality of warmth, tenderness, forgiveness, and patience with experience. All of the wise and beautiful expressions of the heart. So we'll sit in silence for the last few minutes now. We can end this reflection on the three refuges by remembering that the only refuges that really matter are the ones that are here and now. So reflecting on this, that the refuges that matter are here and now. Not something that we attain later. Are there, in fact, refuges here and now? What might be their nature? How might they be recognized or intuited? Are there refuges? Is there a refuge that actually leads to liberation, the release of the heart? What has experience taught me? Feel free to stretch out your legs, and we'll do this other ritual or ceremony next. Maybe do you want to pass out one bunch and Scott the other bunch? Amy and Scott will pass some strings around. There's a long version for those of you who want to wrap it around your wrist maybe a couple times, or want it around your neck, or just want a longer piece of string, then get yours from Scott. And Amy will have a shorter one if you want to just tie it around your wrist once. You can get it from Amy. So they wander around, take one piece of string. Maybe, Jenny, maybe a little bit brighter. Thanks to Michelle Raymond, who listened to the talks and two of the talks by Tara Brock that she does right at the beginning of the year in January, and then merged them together. So we have some notes for the simple refuge ceremony. It's called Protection Cord. So this is different than the string ceremonies that we've done here, or that we've done at other events at the center over the years. And I posted what Michelle had put together on the Buddhist Studies website. Also, the link to the chant that we heard is there on the website.